Hello, everyone. My name is Tully, and I'm currently serving as chair of the World Board. Welcome to the virtual meeting webinar. Will all who care to join, please join us in the moment of silence to remember why we are here, followed by the serenity prayer. Thank you. Certainly, we are all in a process of growth and change. What a good reminder that all will be well. This is a two-hour webinar devoted to virtual meetings. I'll begin with some technical information about the platform and then spend most of my time letting you know about a survey we just posted to launch our first main project focus for this cycle. Then we'll hear from some members with experience serving virtual meetings around the world. Each of them will present some best practices for 5 to 7 minutes, and the remainder of our time will be for questions and answers. If you attended our last open web meeting on virtual meetings in July, you'll notice some things that are different today. This is the first time we are using the actual webinar platform in Zoom, and so it's new to all of us. The webinar format is designed for larger groups, and since we had so many people at the July web meeting on the subject, it seemed wise to investigate some different approaches. As you can see already, the webinar format puts the emphasis on the presenters, which we heard from many people was a highlight of the last meeting. We are also streaming this meeting onto YouTube, and that link is posted on the local service toolbox change, www.na.org/toolbox, and has been provided to all of you in the chat. Attendees will be muted through the whole meeting, but if you have a question about virtual meetings for the board or one of the presenters, you can type your question in the Q&A box at the bottom of your Zoom window. We will get to as many questions as we can after the presentations. With a meeting of this size, there will probably be more questions than we can answer today. If you have a question that doesn't get addressed today, please write to toolbox@na.org. Because one of the main purposes of this webinar is to kick off a project to develop resources for virtual meetings, your questions will really help. Webinars like this one help us to get a sense of what people want to know about and what we need to include in the next steps in discussion and eventually in any tools we develop. As you all probably know, the number of virtual meetings has dramatically increased within the last 7 months as a result of the pandemic. We've been focused on virtual meetings for longer than that, trying to gather best practices and members' experience. In fact, we had the first open web meeting about virtual meetings in November of last year, but the need for service tools has become more urgent since then. We are using the term virtual meetings to refer to online, phone, or chat-based meetings. Really, any meeting that do not meet in person, or that are hybrid and have some remote attendees. We have had a number of discussions as a board about whether to use the term online or virtual. We have no energy about which terms we use as long as they include the varieties of ways that NA members can come together to meet. We are open to any ideas that you have. Some of us have been attending virtual meetings for years, and some of us are new to them. Since the shutdowns in March, we have been collecting resources for virtual meetings at www.na.org/virtual. The PowerPoints from today's presentations will get posted there after this meeting, and we hope you will send us any tools that have helped your meetings or service bodies so that we can share them with others on the page. There is also some service-related material on virtual H&I work from the local service resources page. That is www.na.org/local-resources. That is also linked on the virtual meetings page. As I mentioned, one of the main purposes of today's meetings is to let you all know about the project to put together resources for virtual meetings and encourage you to participate. One of the projects passed at the last World Service Conference was the Local Service Toolbox Project. In past years, that project has gathered member experience to put together several tools: consensus-based decision-making basics, serving NA in rural and isolated communities, and GSR basics. Now the focus is on virtual meetings and carrying the message effectively and virtually. The point of this project is to collect experience, to answer the question, what is our experience? And what do we want to say about it in a resource? To begin to do that, we have posted a survey. The survey is the first step in the journey to create tools for virtual meetings. Your survey responses will help us to determine the next steps, and we will keep everyone informed through email and NAS News. Links to the survey in multiple languages will be posted on the project page, www.na.org/toolbox. And we will post a link to the project page at the end of this webinar as well. The survey will be online until December 31st. It has been created by reviewing the material from locally created resources, the input from fellowship discussions, and the many questions we have been asked about virtual meetings. Any member can share experience and ideas here, or your group or service body can fill out the survey together. The survey focuses on three broad areas. The first being best practices for virtual meetings. Second, applying NA principles in virtual meetings and virtual meetings and the service system. The first two areas have lists of topics. Think of these as section headings in the finished tool. If you have any experience or thoughts about what could be included in a resource for virtual meetings, please use the survey to share your ideas. We don't expect that you'll have input on every topic. It's totally fine to just offer ideas on one or two topics. If you think there is something else the tool needs to cover that isn't listed, there is space for you to add topics as well. The final part of the survey includes two questions about virtual meetings and the NA service system. One of those questions asks how virtual meetings connect with the rest of the NA community. And one asks about services other than recovery meetings that virtual meetings are providing. As I said, there is a link to the survey on the project page, which is www.na.org/toolbox. There is also a PDF and Word version for members who want to download the survey or distribute it to others. We do hope you'll use the online form when responding. It makes collating the input much easier, especially in a time when our resources are limited. Some people may find it easier to type input into a separate document and then paste it onto the survey. Be aware that once you click submit at the end of the survey, you won't be able to fill out the survey again. So don't click submit until you are finished with your answers. Again, if you have additional input beyond the survey, please just email it to us. The meeting finder, one issue that is addressed by this first survey is the question about World Services not registering virtual meetings. Years ago, there was little experience with online or virtual meetings and where they fit in NNA. This issue was discussed at the World Service Conference, and the conference was made aware that we do not register these meetings, but we list them in the meeting finder so members can find them. Any new decision will be made by the World Service Conference, and it's a subject that conference participants will discuss at WSC 2022. In the meantime, we continue to list virtual meetings in the Meeting Finder app and NA meeting search on na.org. We know that plenty of virtual meetings are recognized on an area or regional level and connected with local service bodies. We have never attempted to discourage any area, region, or zone from recognizing these meetings. The input we receive from the survey question about how virtual meetings are connected with the broader NA community will help inform the work of this project leading up to 2022 conference agenda report, as well as conference discussions, and be useful to include in tools for virtual meetings. Now I'm going to turn the meeting over to Tim, the World Board Vice Chair, to introduce the presenters.
Thanks, Tali. I'm Tim, I'm an addict, and I'm the World Board Vice Chair. In a few minutes, we will hear from some members who have agreed to share their experience with virtual meetings. I'm just going to remind myself to slow down. Some topics, such as meeting security and how to protect against Zoom bombers, are already well covered by the resources on the virtual meeting page. Please have a look if you haven't stopped by recently. The address, www.na.org/virtual. We regularly add new resources. If you don't see what you're looking for, let us know by emailing toolbox@na.org. We've tried to find people to share on some of the topics we've gotten many questions on that may not be as thoroughly covered in the resources posted. Topics such as reaching out to new members, sponsorship in a virtual environment, H&I, hospital and institution work, and connecting with the broader NA community. We also know that there is much to say about carrying the message effectively virtually beyond recovery meetings. And we plan to focus on some of those opportunities in the next open webinar. We've heard a lot of great things about H&I and public relations work in a virtual environment, including meetings for parolees and taking virtual meetings into prisons. This is such a rich subject with so much to talk about. It's Halloween and there's plenty of candy in the basket. In any case, we're grateful for the members who are here to share with us. After they share their experience, we'll have time for questions and answers. As we've said, if you have a question, you can type it into the Q&A box at the bottom of the Zoom screen. We will see your questions on our end and respond to as many as we can. We are only able to respond to questions typed in English on this webinar, but of course we welcome any questions emailed to toolbox@na.org. Please try to keep your questions brief. If you have a complicated question or experience to share, please email to that same email address, toolbox@na.org. We're going to time our presenters from 5 to 7 minutes. We'll give you a 1 minute warning when it's time to wrap up. Now we're going to hear from the members with direct experience in service to virtual meetings from around the world. We have 8 presenters. Each will be given the 5 to 7 minutes. Presenters, you'll get a 1 minute warning when it's time to wrap up. Please remember to speak slowly, as I continuously remind myself, as you're being translated. The first presenter is Hao from the North Star Online Group. North Star was the first hybrid meeting that we know of. They began meeting before the pandemic. Since the shutdowns, they have become all virtual and began meeting every day rather than once a week. Over to you, Hao.
Thank you very much, Tim. My name is Hal and I'm an addict.
I'm proudly
representing the North Star Group of Narcotics Anonymous. Can we go to the next slide, please? As you said, the meeting started as a hybrid meeting back in May of 2018 on this platform. And when the pandemic hit and almost the entire fellowship found a need to continue to get recovery and offer recovery to newcomers, we naturally landed right here back on the same platform and moved to 7 days a week. That's basically when I got involved with the group. My experience with Narcotics Anonymous goes a little bit further than that. My clean date is November 21st, 1985. As for the group, we have two pro Zoom accounts, one with a 500 member participant capacity, because we also offer our Zoom account as a partial seventh tradition to other levels of service, the area, the region, and some zones use our Zoom account to do their monthly and quarterly meetings, which is a part of the way we're able to give it back to the fellowship.
Excuse me, Hal, can you please slow down a little bit, sir, for the translators? Thank you so much.
Thank you. We meet every day from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Our daily attendance is approximately 40 to 75 attendees, mostly from the United States, but we do have regular home group members that have joined the group from several other countries, Great Britain, Australia. I would spend the rest of the day talking about the other countries that come to our meeting. We consistently have 4 to 7 outside organizations, facilities, attending our meetings through their hybrid technology. They connect to our meeting on a weekly or a daily basis, so that people that are in inpatient situations or in halfway houses and things like that can actually attend meetings. That's pretty much our main focus, is offering a safe environment for people in treatment to come and hear the message of Narcotics Anonymous. The seventh tradition, we receive seventh tradition donations through several other means of donation, and we have an appointed treasurer. We pay for, out of that seventh tradition, we pay for our platform account. We pay for promoting the group on Facebook, which we're just introducing now, so people can find out where that we're here. And we also fund a nationwide toll-free phone line where anybody in the United States can dial in 24 hours a day, put in their zip code, and they will find the next 3 meetings in their zip code. That's all funded through our seventh tradition. We have about 25 or 30 home group members. Every one of them is trained on how to be a trusted servant on this platform, and we rotate the commitments throughout every month we have a group meeting and we rotate our commitments. Slide, please. Where do we focus as a group? This is for us as group members. We open the meeting usually 30 to 45 minutes before the start of the meeting time. This is, gives us an opportunity to fellowship among ourselves. We do all of the NA readings, so we ask for volunteers to do readings. We check everybody's audio, make sure they're able to connect, because many times we'll get somebody coming into the group that doesn't have as much experience as we do on this platform. So we walk them through making sure that they're able to connect and able to participate in the meeting. After the meeting, we usually spend 20 or 30 minutes in the room after the meeting fellowshipping. That's when we connect with our newer members. If they're looking for sponsorship or phone numbers, this is the time where we talk with them first and we connect with them through text message or email. And we have a 12-step list in our group with members that have a year or more clean that are willing to give out their contact information to newer members. The consistent atmosphere. We focus on the atmosphere of recovery because we feel that members attending that are in treatment, this may very well be their first experience with Narcotics Anonymous. We found in our home group that over the 4 months or 5 months that we've grown rapidly, we have home group members that have never had the opportunity to be at a face-to-face meeting. They were introduced to Narcotics Anonymous and got clean and are participating in their recovery virtually only, because in their area, there are no meetings that are meeting face-to-face. So we think it's very, very important that the atmosphere of recovery is maintained at all times before the meeting, during the meeting, and after the meeting. And our trusted servants, whether they're speaking or chairing or supporting on the backside with security or renaming people, are all trained on how to do this following our steps and traditions and concepts. We continue to get messages that people love to come to this group because of the atmosphere that we create and the serenity keepers that we have as co-hosts in muting and unmuting people, making sure that they don't know how to participate in the meeting itself, because it's not only about listening to our recovery, it's about them participating in their recovery in our environment. So we walk them through all of those situations. Through mainly trial and error, we know when to not allow people to unmute themselves, when to turn off the chat, and when to open it up so people can communicate. We provide opportunities to serve for anybody in the fellowship during our meetings, whether they have very little skill or clean time or the device that they use, because the capabilities of the platform may be limited on mobile devices and some types of other devices. We have a video, we have a group of co-hosts that watch videos, because during the meeting, that's when the unwelcome guests, we like to call them, that are commonly known as Zoom bombers, come in and try to disrupt the meeting with video. So we have a group of volunteers that watch that continuously. Next slide, please. The way we offer sponsorship, like I said earlier, is we have a list of home group members, male and female, that are willing to provide their phone numbers privately to new members after the meeting so that they can gain relationships with people in recovery and get sponsorship on a virtual platform. We have a monthly group conscience at the same Zoom ID where we have our regular business meeting, where we talk about our service commitments for the month and all of the other commitments that are involved in running the group, plus the typical seventh tradition reports. We've already went over seventh tradition, how we deal with that. This is the most important part of us working with newer people, especially those that are in treatment or required to attend meetings. We had to figure out a way to provide them proof that they attended a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. We have a dedicated email address where they will send an email to our group, and we have one member that is a volunteer that will reply back with a verification code that they attended that meeting on that day. If they send it on the day of the meeting, they will receive a verification. This is the end of it here. I appreciate it. I just want to tell everybody that we as a fellowship can accomplish anything. And with the experience, strength, and hope of the World Service Office, the board, and a multitude of experienced members on this platform, we can still fulfill the promise of freedom from active addiction. Without this platform, there are a lot of people out there that would not hear the message of Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you very much for letting me share this experience today.
Thank you, Hal. That was incredibly impressive. That is the gold standard. So next up, we have DJ from the 7 a.m. coffee time meeting. He'll share about the growth of the meeting, its efforts to welcome newcomers, and how it practices the seventh tradition. Over to you, DJ.
Thanks, N.A. My name is DJ and I'm an addict. I'm here today to talk about a meeting that's met 7 days a week since March and did not exist before the COVID shutdown. Our meeting began on March 17th of this year with the efforts of Tanya, an NA member of the Marin County Area Fellowship in Northern California. She had always wanted a daily early morning 7 a.m. meeting and had attempted to create one in the past. The COVID shutdown provided another opportunity to try this, and Zoom provided a method for it to quickly flourish and thrive. The meeting began as a 7 day a week meeting with four people and quickly grew to maybe 20 to 25. Five members acted as secretary or host initially. By the beginning of May, we had seven hosts, and by June, we added co-hosts. The past couple of weeks, our meeting attendance was between 100 and 130, depending on the day. The host leads the meeting and the co-hosts help by sharing their screen with the readings and aiding in muting people to help the meeting keep a climate of recovery. Our format is 1 hour and we read who is an addict, how it works, and the Just for Today reading. The meeting is then opened up for up to 4 minute shares. These are timed by the co-host, and we share a screen with the courteous reminder at 3 minutes that there is a 1 minute left. We end with the reading, we do recover, and preferably the third step reading from the basic text. We created a meeting format, service position requirements, duties, and commitments. Over the last few weeks, we have added a greeter and a serenity keeper to each morning. The greeter acknowledges the people new to our meeting, focusing on newcomers and helping to make them feel extra noticed and welcomed. The serenity keeper, because we have grown to a larger size, helps to keep everyone muted and just watch out if there is a matter that needs to be handled. We have never to date been bombed. The meeting has always had a password with its login. We have newcomers at our meeting, and when they find us, they are enveloped. Members with decades of clean time and less share their phone numbers and connect by email and WhatsApp. Some of what is obvious is that they feel part of during that early time when they normally might not. What many of us have noticed is that the newcomer really gets more attention than they would in an in-person meeting. And they often report to us how grateful they are and how welcome they feel. While some older members comment that newcomers should have to reach out more, we are still noticing newer members responding well to being welcomed and receiving numbers and contact information without having asked, mostly in private chat. At yesterday's business meeting, we elected to have greeter or host respond to requests from addicts who need proof of attendance. We each have been providing that when necessary, if we're comfortable with that. We are developing a Gmail account for people to request these, and it will be added to our format. We began this meeting with self-support as part of our commitment. In the beginning, we simply put the link to NA World Services for donations. Because we began as part of the Marin area and service structure, our Zoom account comes from the area. We elected a treasurer and voted to donate 25% to the area, 25% to the region, and 50% to NAS. It is becoming obvious that this is not really an area meeting, but a worldwide meeting and a home group to people from all over the world and the US. So we will be looking at next steps. They likely will look like we separate from this area and get our own Zoom account. We want to be responsible and act like a committed group, and electing a GSR seemed part of that. The majority of our members do not live in this area, which could easily become an issue. Our current service structure is based on geography, and our meeting, like so many others, does not function that way. We have a very generous donation monthly. Many people from other parts of the world cannot use Venmo. The treasurer makes separate private agreements to use PayPal or what they can use. The treasurer makes separate private agreements to use PayPal or what they can use. This is only as good as the trusted servant's skill set. So we see both of these, donation and structure, as future issues to find a worldwide solution for. Personally, I'm passionate about finding a way to support Narcotics Anonymous World Services. Fellowship development, literature translation, providing literature to inmates and remote addicts with less means seems like the most important thing in the world to fulfill our primary purpose. I have had the opportunity to see what NAS provides worldwide and for H&I. My hope is the virtual world of NA will be able to support NAS in a way we haven't seen before. While having NAS provide the Zoom account or whatever format we use for our virtual fellowship. That's my vision. Our meeting starts at 7 a.m. and promptly ends at 8 Pacific Standard Time. However, people join in as early as 6:15 a.m. for coffee and visiting. It's a warm and welcoming and super friendly meeting. We have a boatload of old timers from all over the world who have reconnected here. And it's a resource for the earlier timers that have alternately feel part of, learn from, and struggle feeling comfortable with. They're coming, they're staying, and they're finding their way. The newer people are finding sponsors, and others are finding new sponsors because the exposure has opened up their entire recovery world in ways our former at-home meetings could not. We have not closed the chat at this point. It can be annoying, and I think people are more and more using private chat as this allows for these connections. Silver linings. Once a week, the meeting shares go to 8:05, and we celebrate lengths of clean time by a terrible rendition of Happy Birthday. We're developing our celebration format now, and we'll keep our rendition of Happy Birthday. Thank you.
Thank you so much, DJ. That was excellent. Okay, now let's try Andrea from the Latin American Zonal Forum, who's going to present some information about the online marathon meeting in Argentina and the recent membership survey organized by the Zone. Over to you, Andrea.
Okay, thanks, team. Thanks, Steve, all NAS staff for technical support and the service. My name is Andrea, and I'm recovering grateful addict. I submit to a 12-step spiritual program and try to practice it the better I can in all my life area. We have a little change. So we start with the Survey Monkey that the Fellowship Development Subcommittee of the Latin American Zonal Forum made for us, okay? And this is the slide on the screen, okay? It's new information and we think is interesting for the fellowship. Okay, the first question is, how your if you, your home group is closed due to the pandemic? We can say 81% group has closed, 10% no, and the other, they was online before the pandemic sharing. If your home group already functioning normally, we see next slide, the results with the percent, okay, 29 is functionally normal, 70% not. Okay, we go to the next question. Okay, does your home group continue to offer literature to this member, or if your home group selling literature? Okay, we see the results on the next slide, please. Okay, 58% keep selling literature, 36% no, and the other we have no answer. So the next question, we asked to the member how the home group contributing financially to the service structure. So we see that 60% of the group provide some donation or contribution to NA structure, less than 40% no. This is directly for the member, okay? We are asking if you are attending to the virtual meeting, okay? We see that next slide, almost most the 92% of the member attending online meeting and 6% not. This is interesting. How many times do you attend virtual meeting, okay? Less than 30%, 20%. Okay, one meeting, 9% two meeting, 16% three meeting, 9% four meeting, 14% five meeting, 4% almost five, six meeting. So every day, 33% attending virtual meeting every day. How many time do you attend a virtual meeting? So we, in the next slide, we can see that information. Okay, 63% one meeting a day, 22% two meeting a day, virtual meeting a day, 6% three meeting a day, and 4% and 0.99 four meeting a day. Next slide, please. Do you like virtual meeting? Okay, we can see the next slide with the interesting 1 to 5 is about how we like. So half fellowship like so much, 40%, okay, is 4. And this is the our results, okay, next. After the pandemic, do you plan to continue attending online meeting? So we have interesting feedback here. Okay, 61% yes, 7% no, and 24% maybe. So this is our fellowship feedback. And now we talk about Argentinian meeting, marathon meeting. If you started as a regional effort, as soon as our physical meeting, they're closing, so addicts looking for their first meeting could receive it, a single link instead of an endless list. And this worked. Our website, and next slide, please. Our website and social network redirect users to the Zoom meeting, and our 24/7 free phone helpline does it well. We add a corporate WhatsApp service with both the gives information as well. This is amazing, amazing. Okay, we have 2,500 NA meeting. We have more than 5,000 hours of service. We have more than 350 newcomers. Okay, and we have more than 140 trust and servant involved in this survey. Press clipping. We have amazing feedback from all the newspaper of Latin America. And we end with number. Now a little bit love, a little bit emotion, okay? I sharing with me, with you today is such a privilege and honor, but my mind suggests me that the language will be a barrier. But I thought that NA is not the language of the languages, it's the language of the heart. Our magical fellowship adjusted to reality faster and moved very quickly to online meeting without any guidelines or procedure. However, we try to do it in NA way. Latin American Zonal Forum proposal at the World Service Conference, virtual and partial, received strong support from the consensus as upon this new path. Living Clean book defined love as the flow of life energy from the person to another person. And this is exactly what I feel right now. This love is real in this moment, okay? And once again is proven that social distancing does not equate to the social disconnection. We are more united than ever. I do not perceive time like this like a crisis, only changes. If I do not accept these changes, I will be in crisis. And I'm grateful for this quarantine. And I being grateful does not imply not feeling, exactly the other way around. I was reading yesterday the Living Clean book and talk about the grief from the higher power that comes with the gift wrapping that I cannot understand. This world situation in one of these cases. Okay, that this gift that become with the lost, dead, economic, labor, social, however, is still a gift. I'm powerless before this situation, and being powerless is a fantastic spiritual state. I don't have to resist just being in harmony with the reality, like the spirit of second step suggests me. I don't have to resist just being and accept that spiritual, emotional, and mental force is not free. It comes from an inside job through the practice of the spiritual principle of the program learned with my sponsor. Faith is the key. And I know that this pandemic finished, but I don't know how. But when I came here, I didn't know how to not drug myself. So I do this time in the same way with you, together here, hugging each other in the virtual way. Challenging time are not necessarily a calamity. I learn how to make a difficult like an opportunity. This is our time when me, like a human being, have to rise beyond my limitation and overcome this challenge to become a better person. This is a gift for our, you know, and the pandemic give me the opportunity to being a better human being, a unique opportunity, and I don't want to lose it, you know. Upon this common base, we stand committed. The journey continue. I love you. And I need you. So the magic is real, is not virtual. Thanks for letting me share. And I love you so much.
Ah, we love you too, Andrea. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, our next presenter is Jonas from Brazil. will share some of his experience with the history of virtual meetings in Brazil and some current efforts to carry the message virtually in that community. Tiago will be translating Jonas into English. Over to you guys.
My name is Jonas. I'm a recovering addict, and I'm talking out of the city of Campo Grande in the state of Mato Grosso do Sul in Brazil.
Eu faço parte do Comitê de Serviço de Área Pantanal, que está afiliada à região Rau Brasil.
The area that I participate in is the Pantanal area, which is part of the Rau region in Brazil.
Estou limpo há 19 anos e 16 dias.
I have been clean for 19 years and 16 days, just for today.
Participo de reuniões virtuais há um pouco mais de 10 anos.
I have been participating on online meetings for a little bit over 10 years.
E sentimos a necessidade em 2014 de organizar melhor essas reuniões para que pudéssemos divulgar para mais pessoas.
And in 2014, we found the necessity to organize these meetings in order to be able to include more people.
Começamos com uma reunião sendo transmitida de um grupo de narcóticos anônimos em uma cidade que se chama Sidrolândia, Mato Grosso do Sul.
We started with a in-person meeting being transmitted online in a city in Mato Grosso do Sul called Sidrolândia.
E atualmente oferecemos 47 reuniões por semana.
And we currently offer 47 online meetings weekly.
Nós fazemos parte de uma equipe de cerca de 60 servidores, todos denominados moderadores de reuniões virtuais.
We are a group of around 60 trusted servants, which we denominate ourselves as moderators.
E assim, nós consolidamos o sistema de recuperação à distância com os seus objetivos, focos e metas. Podemos passar o slide.
And in this manner, we were able to consolidate the services of distance recovery, which is what we call it, with specific guidelines and methods. And you can go to the next slide.
Sistema Rádio é um serviço de longo alcance, de extensão, que serve como uma ferramenta de suporte à recuperação através de dois formatos de reuniões, reuniões virtuais e reuniões semipresenciais. Ambas fechadas para pessoas que têm ou pensam ter problemas com drogas.
So the Sistema RADI, which is Distance or Remote Recovery System, is a reaching out service working as a recovery support tool, as you guys can read, through two basic formats, online meetings and semi-in-person meetings, which would be the hybrid meetings, both closed meetings for people who have or believe to have a drug problem.
O objetivo é servir como um apoio ao desenvolvimento de NA, integrar membros de todos os lugares do mundo, atingir localidades que estão em fase de crescimento e locais que não possuem grupos de NA e, por fim, oferecer acesso às informações sobre NA.
Our main objective is to serve as support for NA fellowship development, to integrate members from all around the world, to bring recovery to remote locations where NA is currently initiating, or where there are no NA meetings, and obviously to provide as well NA public information service to everyone. Next slide.
Bom, este é um mapa do Brasil, um país com dimensões continentais, e hoje 5.570 municípios, e Narcóticos Anônimos está presente em 700 municípios, com pelo menos uma reunião presencial por semana.
So this is a general map of Brazil. Brazil is a continental country. We have currently 5,570 municipalities, which would be counties. of which 700 have meetings at least once a week.
Essas reuniões que acontecem nos grupos, mensuramos através da quantidade que esses grupos conseguem oferecer, quantidade de reuniões que esses grupos conseguem oferecer por semana. Nós observamos que nós temos muitos grupos que conseguem oferecer apenas uma reunião por semana, e muitos municípios só contam com aquela reunião. Se aquela reunião falhar ou não acontecer por qualquer motivo, nós, infelizmente, acabamos enfraquecendo a presença de Narcóticos Anônimos naquele município.
To try and qualify the NA service in the various locations, we try to quantify how many meetings occur on a weekly basis in each specific location. And we find that a lot of locations have only one meeting a week. And if that meeting for some reason fails, or if the group closes, that location ends up not having any kind of Narcotics Anonymous meeting, obviously if it closes.
Observamos que a maioria desses grupos, eles acabam oferecendo poucas reuniões por semana, e eu me recordo que quando eu cheguei em Narcóticos Anônimos, no nosso capítulo do texto básico, o que posso fazer? Lá, ele nos sugere que frequentamos o número máximo de reuniões, e que, se possível, nos primeiros 90 dias, frequente 90 reuniões de Narcóticos Anônimos, a fim de tentar oferecer mais reuniões de maneira complementar as que já existem. O sistema RAD tenta suprir essas necessidades.
So as you guys can see, a large portion of our groups actually only have one meeting a week, 33%, which would be the last line. And I remember that when I arrived in Narcotics Anonymous, our basic text tells me what I need to do to be clean. And one of the suggestions is 90 days and 90 meetings. So what we try to do through the remote recovery system is to try and offer complimentary meetings for recovering addicts to be able to go as many meetings as they can, regardless of how many in-person meetings their location has.
Contamos com os nossos princípios norteadores, que prevê a realização de reuniões de desenvolvimento. Hoje contamos com duas reuniões de desenvolvimento por semana. Essa reunião é um espaço destinado para prestar contas de atividades e oportunizar novos membros para integrar ao corpo de serviço. Nós tentamos seguir o melhor que pudermos o guia de serviço do sistema RAD, material específico para a realização das atividades, apadrinhar novos servidores e oferecendo treinamentos. Nós realizamos também uma conferência anual de serviço. Essa conferência, ela foi prevista acontecer de maneira presencial. Devido à pandemia, este ano ela ocorreu de maneira virtual. E, por último, nós precisamos estar vinculado a uma estrutura de Narcóticos Anônimos, a fim de prestar conta das atividades executadas e solicitar orientações para o desenvolvimento continuado.
So the guiding principles that we use for our this service specifically, fellowship development meetings, we actually have these twice a week. This provides a space for accountability and enables new members to be integrated to the service body and the service structure. To follow the RED, or Distance Recovery Service Guide, which we developed, it's specific material developed on this type of service format, providing sponsorship and training to new trusted servants. We organize annually a service conference offering in-person experience. This conference is done in person usually between the servants to discuss past projects and as well as to plan future service and projects. And of course, to be part of the Narcotics Anonymous service structure, to be accountable to Narcotics Anonymous and to follow guidelines provided by the fellowship on a continuous basis.
Este é o mapa organizacional de como os nossos serviços acontecem e precisam ser entendidos de acordo com o nosso guia de serviços.
So this is not translated, but just for you guys to have an idea, this is the organizational map of how our service is structured in our service guide that we developed.
Basicamente, nós, desde nossa essência, sempre atendemos dois formatos de reuniões. Aquelas que acontecem totalmente virtuais, onde integram membros de diversos locais do mundo, ou semipresenciais, conhecida por alguns como reuniões híbridas, que integram grupos a membros que não possuem a possibilidade de estar presente naquela reunião naquele dia.
So as I mentioned before, since we started, we basically have these two formats, complete virtual meetings or online meetings for members all around the world, as well as those, we call them semi-presential meetings or, you know, as they become known, hybrid meetings where people are able to connect to actual meetings that are going on and participate from wherever they are.
Algumas fotos de alguns encontros que realizamos no decorrer desses anos. Podemos passar? Next.
So I'm gonna show you guys just some pictures now over the years of a bunch of events we've had specifically about these kinds of topics. So you can go to the next slide.
Levamos os equipamentos para um grupo de Narcóticos Anônimos e toda semana nós divulgamos aquela reunião para que mais pessoas participem.
We take our equipment to the NA group and on a weekly basis we send out informative, tell people about it so people can actually watch the meeting.
Este é um evento que aconteceu, que nós também estávamos lá transmitindo aquele evento para membros que não puderam estar presente.
This is a picture of a specific convention that occurred, and our system was present to be able to transmit live feeds of the event to members that weren't able to be there in presence.
Esta foi a convenção que aconteceu e nós também transmitimos essa convenção.
This is also from the Brazilian convention, which was also transmitted by our system.
Divulgávamos muito o sistema RADI em diversos comitês de serviço de área, a fim que esses comitês também encontrassem um recurso para divulgar reuniões virtuais para aquelas cidades que não tinham grupos de NA.
We talked about our system in various areas committees offering these services on a continuous basis, so NA as a whole would be able to use these tools in their various areas and regions in Brazil to, you know, share the message where the message obviously wasn't getting to.
Sempre tentamos servir aos grupos de Narcóticos Anônimos e numa dessas divulgações nós também participávamos de maneira presencial nos campeonatos de futebol que era oferecido pela área.
We always try to serve NA groups, and in one of these opportunities of providing service to groups, we were able to participate in a soccer for the Americans or football for the British championship between different NA groups.
Esta é uma foto da quantidade de material que imprimimos para levar para a Convenção Mundial de Narcóticos Anônimos que aconteceu em 2015 no Rio de Janeiro. Ao todo foram 70 quilos de panfletos distribuídos em três idiomas, português, inglês e espanhol.
Tem um minuto. Thanks, we got the minute. This is a picture of all the printed material that was taken to the World Convention. It was printed in Spanish and Portuguese and English, and we had 70 kilos of printed flyers about our, you know, remote recovery system that was spread out into everybody.
Em 7 anos funcionando, Ao todo foram realizadas mais de 4 mil reuniões, 9 grupos foram sedes de reuniões semipresenciais, 3 encontros presenciais realizados, sendo 2 conferências de serviço, 1 conferência de serviço virtual, diversas transmissões ao vivo de eventos, sendo uma delas a Convenção Unificada, realizada na cidade de Olímpia, São Paulo, participação efetiva no Dia Mundial da Unidade, guia de serviço sendo atualizado para a versão 4.0 em setembro de 2020, e a realização da convenção virtual do sistema rádio com 72 horas de atividades sem interrupção. E o nosso evento Adictos Partilham no Exterior. Temos uma reunião voltada para adictos que não moram mais no Brasil, mas querem continuar partilhando em seu próprio idioma e cultura.
This is just general history. Over the last 7 years, we've had over 4,000 meetings. 9 groups have served as hybrid meeting headquarters. 3 in-person events, of which 2 were service conventions, specifically of our distance recovery system. 1 virtual service convention. Various online transmissions, including one for the regional convention of the here in Brazil in the city of Olympia. We had an effective participation in the World Unity Day. The fourth version of our local service guide, which relates to this kind of service specifically, was finalized in September 2020. And we also this year had a online convention that had a duration of 72 hours of uninterrupted meetings. And this flyer that you guys can also see on the screen is a meeting we have for Brazilians or Portuguese speakers who do not live in Brazil anymore, but want to continue being able to have meetings in Portuguese specifically around the world. And we also have that service for these people.
Podem participar das nossas reuniões, tanto pelo Zoom, que é uma plataforma de videoconferência, né, a que nós estamos usando nesse momento, ou pelo aplicativo Zelo, que é uma plataforma de audioconferência, onde locais que possuam uma baixa transmissão de dados com internet de qualidade inferior também possam participar.
You guys can participate through 2 different kinds of platforms. We use the Zoom platform, which is the one we're using right now. The ID is on your screen. We also use another platform, which is called Zelo, and it's specifically for people that do not have fast data connections. It's only audio transmission, and this platform obviously enables people that don't have good internet connections across the country or wherever they are to be able to participate in the same manner. As you know, that Zoom often requires a pretty good broadband connection. Thank you.
Nunca antes tantos adictos limpos por sua própria escolha e livre na sociedade puderam reunir-se onde quer que fosse para manterem a sua recuperação em total liberdade criativa.
Never before have so many addicts, clean by their own choice and free, been able to come together regardless of where they are to maintain their recovery and total creative liberty.
Maiores informações podem nos contactar pela nossa linha de ajuda gratuita 0800-888-6262 ou mandar um e-mail para sistema.rad@ma.org.br. Muito obrigado pela oportunidade de compartilhar. Obrigado a todos os oradores que me antecederam. Continuarei aqui com vocês, participando desse belíssimo evento. Obrigado.
For more information, you guys can dial in 0800-888-6262, but this only works from Brazil, so better to send an email. The email's there on your screen. Thank you guys very much for the opportunity to share with you guys my experience. I thank the people that have shared before me as well, and I will continue in this wonderful event. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Obrigado, Yanis, and thank you, Tiago, as well. Great job. Now we'll hear from Andrew from the United Kingdom of Narcotics Anonymous Communications Committee. We'll talk about the evolution of online meetings in the UK, maintaining an atmosphere of recovery, and sponsorship in a virtual environment. Over to you, Andrew.
Thank you, Tim. My name is Andrew, an addict.
Hey, mate.
Thank you, everyone, for being here, and thank you for this honour of this opportunity to share my experience and the experience we've had in the UK. So let's start. So the UK NA online meetings started about 20 years ago on a chat-based system. They were primarily for addicts that couldn't attend physical meetings through all sorts of reasons, whether that be distance, disability, perhaps childcare responsibilities. And we have changed through different platforms over the years as things have progressed, as technology has progressed, as meeting numbers progressed. We currently use a audio-only platform that does allow our members, our service members, to share the screen so we can put readings, etc., up on the screen. There is a chat as well, and that does get used quite a lot. Our meeting is also accessible through a telephone number and a meeting ID that people can type in. Before the events for this global pandemic, we was averaging 3 or 4 meetings a week. I can't remember the exact number now, with just a few service positions in the meeting. Now we currently operate 14 meetings a week and have 4 positions. The positions that we hold in our meeting are the chair, or people might call that the secretary, a presenter, which puts the shares on the screen. We also have a greeter that greets people in the room, both verbally and via chat. And we also have a shareless person too. We have a raise hand sharing system, and people message the shareless person to put their meeting to share in the meeting. Some of the things we've had to do over the years is obviously guidelines about the behaviour of our service members and what we expect from members attending the meeting. This does help with people, you know, squashing situations. And we do actually have a slide on our meetings deck about recovery, about the atmosphere, maintaining an atmosphere of recovery during the meeting. And that's read out to every single meeting. In terms of security, you know, no one person can change the password on the account, so it has to go via 2 people. So even though the password is given out to service members, no one can just change it and take control of the meeting. But the password is changed when rotation is when there's rotation service. We are quite a heavy newcomer. Meeting, we have lots of newcomers attending, and this can be a challenge in getting people to do service. But we are now seeing people who came, joined the meetings at the beginning of the pandemic, getting enough clean time to start doing service within the virtual online meetings as well. As far as sponsorship goes, sponsorship, we started in the UK a service called distance sponsorship about 6 or 7 years ago, which is very much like prison sponsorship, except you don't need to be in a prison to apply for a sponsor. It is going very, very well. And I know just in the last 6 months or so, their distance sponsorship team have connected 200 addicts with sponsors, which is very good. Just our UK online meetings, they're a subcommittee. So a few years ago, we had our website and our helpline as 2 separate committees, with the virtual online meetings coming under the website, And a few years ago, we decided to join those meetings up and we incorporated distance sponsorship. So currently we have 5 subcommittees of our communications committee, which is a subcommittee of our UK NA region. We have the 5 subcommittees, just to think is the helpline, the website, the online meetings, distance sponsorship and share review, where we put shares on our UK website. As far as security goals, when the start of the pandemic was and lots of meetings were being listed on the website, where we currently list over 800 weekly NA meetings on various different platforms on our UK NA website. We have no direct links to meetings to try and stop some of these scrapers of people trying to get Zoom IDs. We don't publish IDs, we don't publish passwords. What we do have is there's a link on the website that through the magic of technology creates a redirect to the actual logging for the meeting. So we try to do this to stop the security and people scraping lists of meeting IDs, try and stop Zoom bombers. I do know this has helped a lot with things, but there are still people who do get them. One of the beauties and advantages of our UK on online meetings is it audio only. We can mute all participants, and then it does mute the microphone, shows up on a list, and if someone's not actually sharing and they show up on the list, we can mute and boot, as we call it. Not very long. I think I didn't write anything down. I'm one of these people who just do it off the cuff. But I think that's all I'd like to share. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Thanks so much, Andrew. I just had to write that down. Mute and boot. Love it. Next, we have Agar and Jan from the Polish International Meeting and going to share about the evolution of their meeting into a virtual ASC and how they practice the seventh tradition. Thanks, Agar and Jane.
Hello, everyone. My name is Agnieszka and I'm an addict from Poland. I thought I would be here with my colleague Jan, but he couldn't come here, so I will be speaking alone. So I having a service committee, I am online area delegate because in Poland we created a structure, but I will talk it about next. First, I would like to introduce myself briefly because I've been participate for online meetings since last year. During last year, I've been living for 7 months in Portugal because I did my exchange student program in that country. So I am still addict, so I needed to attend for meetings. For most part of the year, I've been attending for Portuguese speakers meetings, but I didn't understand anything. So that's why I decided to go for Polish online meetings. Okay, so our first online meeting was established in 2014. The intention for creating this was because people from Poland were working abroad, so they needed to attend foreign meetings. It was the same situation as for me because of my study. So other people from my country had the same problem, but because they were going to work abroad. So the first meeting was established in January 2013, and it was on a Skype platform. What is very important to show the develop by the years, it's the thing that the first meeting was on a Skype and it was written. It was meeting on Skype, but it was a written meeting because the quality of internet was very low. So the internet couldn't handle a bunch of people, so they needed to write the shares on a chat. So for the very, very long time, we use Skype. And the change has begun in the last year because of a COVID situation. the changes began in last year, but because of the COVID situation, it was easier to get youth people to convince them that to use the Zoom, because our tradition to Skype was very, very strong. But suddenly, when the number of people were growing, we needed to find the solution. And we decided to use the experience members from other countries, and we decided to change Skype for Zoom. But firstly, we needed to buy the premium Zoom, you know, because the Zoom, the free version is only for 45 minutes. So we needed to create the seventh edition. So we decided to use PayPal in the base of experience from other countries. And we have one treasure for each group, which is very innovative solution, but we don't need to have a separate treasure for each group, but we have only one for all of them. So that's how we gather the money for the seventh tradition. Now we have 11 groups, which has 20 meetings per week. It's a very controversial thing because we know that in Poland, we know that we create something very innovative because EDM didn't accept us as a normal area, but our region, our Polish language region, accept us like a normal area. So we ask people of each group that they wanted to be the part of another group or to be the separate group. So it was the problem which we've been struggling during this year, and it was very, very hard to find a solution because we didn't have the guide from the World Services or from the EDM. So each solution which we create was very new for us and for all of the rest of the world. So we are still working. We are still meeting on every 4 weeks, I think, every 4 or 7 weeks, or on online area conference. And we are talking and argue very, very much about what we're supposed to do next, because the problems which we are struggling are very new, because we still don't know what we're supposed to do with the aggressive people on or other situation. But we are still creating a new committees, and we want to develop our area as a normal area like other areas in the country. In 2019, in the beginning, we create online area, and we call it online area because in Poland we don't use name virtual meetings, but we used to use online area, online meetings, and also online area. And for now, we are trying to create 8 or 9 committee, I think, and I think it's all for now. But we've been thinking to organize the New Year's Eve marathon, New Year's Eve meeting marathon for the addicts, and also we are waiting for the COVID situation end, and we've been thinking to organize the normal convention, like a normal face-to-face convention in Poland, of course, but you know the situation is very hard, so we need to wait. But it was very tough time, now it's a very tough time and very happy time during the COVID situation. But we've been preparing very well before the COVID came, because each of our group has their own delegates. So when COVID came and when the lockdown came, we were prepared. So we just increased the number, the meetings that people could come and Zoom could handle it, because meanwhile the time when we were changing Skype for Zoom, so people just get the routine to use the Zoom, which was very nice. And now it's like a normal thing for us to use the Zoom, but it wasn't easy to convince people to use the Zoom. But I think it's very important to share this message to the other world that even if EDM didn't accept us as a normal area, we are still exist, and we are carrying the message to the other addicts as an area. And I think it's the most important for me and for my sharing. And I would like to thank you for opportunity to share, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Agar. That was excellent. Now we have Rick and Robin from the Montana Region's Rural Outreach Work Group who will share with us. They're going to talk about the development of online recovery efforts in the region and how they've been able to respond to the crisis brought on by the pandemic. Thanks, Rick and Robin.
Thanks, Tim. I'm Rick G. I'm an addict. I'm grateful to be clean, alive, and for this opportunity to be of service. And thanks to the other presenters and the NAS staff and the World Board for holding this important event. Our fellowship will be forever changed by the pandemic and by online meetings. Home groups and service committees face many new challenges, but I believe online meetings have brought us so many new opportunities to interact with the worldwide fellowship in recovery meetings and in service, and it will all be a real blessing as we move forward. Next slide. I want to tell you a little bit about Montana and then what makes our online work group somewhat unique. Montana is a geographically huge, small town with a really long main street. We have 7 people and 18 cows per square mile. Most of our about 1 million population is very rural. Next slide. Our region was formed in 1992 and was seeded in 1993. So rural recovery has been our mission and a function of our events and services since then. We have evolved the PR committee that contains virtually all of our services and internal and external communications. We meet monthly. Our PR committee is project driven, and our online meetings have been a part of our service structure from the beginning of the project. Having a little trouble switching between two screens. Next slide. So we have had slow progress. We've been working with video conferencing technology for service meetings and planning meetings for about 10 years, but we didn't launch our first online recovery meeting until August of 2019. Next slide. So in March of 2020, for us and everybody else, everything changed. The pandemic brought lockdowns and all the meetings in our region were closed down for a period of time. We'd been talking about expanding our online meetings. We were meeting once a week with rotating chairpersons because we'd found real value to older members, members with illness, single moms, just many more than just reaching people that were very rural. So on this day, our project became a work group. We were able to quickly expand to at least two meetings a day, and we've been able to use regional resources and communication tools to establish a work group of about 20 active members. We meet weekly and we communicate daily. Next slide. We were able to quickly assist groups get online. We held our annual Montana gathering virtually and established self-support. Next slide. While dealing with balancing security in the atmosphere of recovery, we have supported H&I and PI outreach efforts and have been able to coordinate with our helpline to get information to members looking for meetings and in contact with NA in Montana. And in August, we hosted our first hybrid meeting. And I think we have very much benefited by being part of the service structure. We've been able to leverage resources and communication tools that we would not have been able to at all. And it's also kept us on a track of being accountable to the fellowship, to communicating and being transparent. Next slide. We held a Unity weekend events and provided technical support and planning for the virtual fall MTR CNA 10 convention. We have become a resource to the fellowship as well as benefiting from resources of the fellowship. We continue our ongoing work to make our work group sustainable even after the pandemic disruption abates. We have found so much value to our rural fellowship in having members from around the country and around the world share in our recovery meetings and being able to help carry the message to new and returning addicts, no matter where they are in the world, has been a real blessing. And it's offered opportunities for service that many of us miss because it was an important part of our recovery and many of our service efforts have been closed down. We currently have 12 to 1500 addicts per month attending our meetings. We have anywhere from one to four or more treatment centers or recovery houses that attend meetings daily. Our project will carry on. And this pretty much brings us to today, which is my last day as a work group coordinator. And I'm going to turn over to my friend Robin, 12 hours early. So, Robin E. Yay.
Thanks, Rick. I'm Robin. I'm an addict. Given the extremely technical side of Zoom, we have moved the technical duties to our regional tech web servant so that more trusted servants like me can have the opportunity to be the coordinator. As a work group, we are in contact on a daily basis through email, weekly at our work group meeting, monthly through our PR committee, and quarterly at the regional meeting. So we can be transparent, accountable, and responsible to members and service structure. Next slide, please. As a work group, we are always evolving and open to what is new and needed to help the addicts who still suffer, which includes finding new ways to attract members and how to expand service opportunities. Next slide, please. Events such as a Zoom Thanksgiving open house, meeting verifications. We have four speaker meetings a week and we have recorded most of them. Now the trick is to archive them and get them on our website, which is namontana.org. My sincere gratitude goes to Rick, whose tireless efforts as the coordinator we can never repay. He only thinks he is done tonight, but I have him on speed dial. Thank you, family, for the opportunity to share.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Rick and Robin. Excellent. Our final presenter is Alina from the Russian-speaking virtual transit region. We'll be talking briefly about how their virtual meetings connect with the rest of the NA community and the HNI services they are providing. Thanks, Alina.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alina and I'm an addict. I'm a delegate of Russian language speaking region transit. I'm thankful to NOS for the interest to us and for the opportunity to share our experience with a such big audience of NA fellowship. I call transit a region, but technically we are not a region. We have no geographical location anywhere in the world. The transit as a service structure was created with the approval of the Baltic NA Convention in Tallinn in 2014 to make recovery in Russian language available for any addict regardless to location. The idea of transit was born when it became obvious that many Russian-speaking addicts around the world need an NA meeting in Russian language because many of them live where there is either no NA fellowship at all or meetings are held only in the local language. Very soon, in the shadow of online meetings, appeared at the transit website, and the number of meetings began to grow rapidly. We started to use the Zoom platform and share them between different groups at 2015. Today, transit is 147 traditional face-to-face meetings a week held by 88 NA groups in 23 countries around the world. No, it's 88 group in 23 countries. Yeah, and 125 online meetings per week in three Zoom rooms held by 23 online groups available every day at any time of the day. So transit service structure consists of a virtual service committee, fellowship development committee, fellowship development, events committee, executive committee of transit, and the new one, PR committee. I have no time to share what exactly doing each of them. But the last one, very interesting because it works with the Google AdWords platform, which is это контекстная реклама. And cooperates with H&I, Russian Zonal Forum at the BU by distributing flyers with a schedule of online meetings in hospitals. In 2016, at the general meeting of the transit, it was decided to approve the position of the transit delegate and send his delegate to the EDM in order to establish communication with the World DNA Fellowship. EDM warmly welcomed Transit Delegate. Our delegate has attended every winter EDM since 2017 in Greece, like a guest, each winter. Yeah, but could act nearly as a full-fledged participant in discussions on all issues, but couldn't vote. At first, we did that just because we wanted to figure out how EDM and the rest of NA world can be useful for transit. But soon we realized that it's more important to focus on what transit can be shared with the rest of the world. Yes, I see 1 minute. It's always good to change the perspective. As you probably guessed, the COVID situation had almost no effect on transit. Only the offline Russian non-transit groups had to go online. We provided them with all the help necessary, of course. There was, however, an issue. I'm sure you've seen the letter from NOS about money contributions we got in April. It caused heated discussions about trust and distrust to our service structure as a whole. But long story short, Transit's online group has made a decision to transfer $500 directly to WSO, and the online groups also decided to contribute another $500. Tisichu, together, all together, 1,000. Yeah, this decision was a result of 3 hours, our seminar, where is, this is the title, where is our money at? Which was organized, it was organized by Transit with the help of Russian and Ukrainian delegates. So what started as a complete disunity situation united us as a fellowship at the end. As it said in Living Clean book, gifts can come wrapped in such strange package that we don't always recognize them when they arrived. I'm talking about money a lot because we know that when we, as a member or group, origins, make donations to service structure with the unity and trust, it says a lot about our growth as a members and communities. The last thing I want to say is connected to the question of interaction between online fellowship and as a whole. This summer, following an earlier decision, transit groups voted to join the EDM zone as a region, as a full fleet participant with the right to vote. We got to share. Thank you.
Thanks, Elena. Okay, we have a limited time, so we're going to attempt to address a couple of the questions we've received. Firstly, we'll be posting, and a reminder, we'll be posting the PowerPoints used today on our virtual page at www.na.org/virtual. If the groups are willing, we'll ask them to share their meetings, logins, also. We've also been asked about other languages for these webinars, like Farsi and ASL. We are willing to provide interpretation feeds for languages or separate Zoom connections, like the Italians are doing today. We'll reinforce that all that is needed is communication with us. So send an email to wb@na.org for future webinars. All you need to have is a translator. We have many questions about registering your online meetings at na.org. Go to the For Our Members tab or drop down and then select Group Registration Updates. There are also several questions about finding meetings. There are several links on the virtual page on the na.org that may help. We've had a hard time at NA World Services keeping up with the reduced staff, so we've also encouraged people to go to the virtual-na.org site, which is not on the NA World Services site, but a helpful resource. The first question we're going to address now, how are groups handling verifying attendance for members who need a court card signed? We have a new resource posted on the virtual page that contains what we have heard. You can find it at www.na.org/virtual. That resource mentions three ways that groups seem to be handling verifying attendance. Some groups send a text or email to the person who's asked. Some have an email address set up to send automatic reply on meeting days. And we know of some groups that are verifying attendance through a web-based widget that generates a PDF verifying attendance when a code word is entered. Now, I believe we are out of time unless someone says anything else. And at this point, I'd like to thank all the presenters today. Fantastic job. Again, the PowerPoints will be available. That was great. I hope you all enjoyed the meeting, and I certainly did. I'm going to turn it back to Tali, and she can update everyone on some of the latest news from World Services. Thanks, Tali.
First of all, I really want to thank Tim. He did an excellent job, and I want to thank the presenters. They were very informational and inspiring. The PowerPoint slides from today will be posted on the virtual meetings page, and you just saw that, which is www.na.org/virtual. Again, please send us resources related to virtual meetings and carrying the message effectively and virtually, and we will post them on this page. There is a lot of great stuff here. Don't forget to fill out the survey and spread the word. You'll find the link on the project page, www.na.org/toolbox, and the link directly to the survey should pop up on your screen as soon as we close this meeting. If you're hungry for more ways to get involved with World Service projects, check out the project page for the Spiritual Principle a Day Book Project, SPAD, www.na.org/SPAD. The book is being put together using writing from members, and anyone can contribute material by clicking on one of the spiritual principles on the site, selecting a quote, and then writing about how you practice that principle. Drafts of the writing are posted for review and input in batches. And that is another important way to get involved. We just posted the fourth batch of review and input. There are 75 entries on 10 spiritual principles in the batch. Anonymity, discernment, empathy, faith, gratitude, honesty, hope, open-mindedness, vigilance, and willingness. You can give input on as many or as few entries as you'd like. It's a great way to be of service and raise your spirits at the same time, because we can all use a little extra faith and hope sometimes. Another way to help the work is to make a financial contribution to World Services. www.na.org/contribute. Some members sign up for reoccurring monthly contributions, and that is so helpful as we try to shift our financial model from a reliance on literature sales to one that is sustained by member contributions. The financial pinch is being felt by service bodies around the world, and we encourage you to contribute to your areas and regions as well. As most of you know, when the shutdown first happened in March, almost overnight, more than 80% of our income evaporated. We had to lay off most recently hired staff right away and furlough more than half of the remaining staff almost immediately after that. The staff remained furloughed, and it is difficult to forecast the immediate future financially. Eventually, when things open back up and in-person meetings are happening in most places, we'll be able to get a better sense of what our new normal is. But for now, we are taking things on a week-by-week basis and cutting expenses where we are able. We appreciate everything that members and service bodies are doing to spread the word about na.org/contribution. The Latin American Zonal Forum put together a 2-minute video encouraging members to contribute, and they asked if they could play it here. Be aware that this video was created just to be shown to members because of anonymity concerns and because it is asking for contributions. Are we ready to do the video?
How did you find NA?
Bonjour, je m'appelle France, je suis une dépendante. Aujourd'hui, je suis abstinente grâce à une publication de Narcotiques Anonymes dans un réseau social. C'est là où j'ai entendu parler de notre message.
Halo, saya mengenal program NA dari sekelompok anggota NA yang datang ke rehab saya melakukan kegiatan HNI. Bersyukur saya adalah pecandu yang mendapatkan pemulihan melalui program NA.
Hola, gracias a la publicación de este anuncio en el periódico, yo pude llegar a Narcóticos Anónimos.
Halo, nama saya Nita, saya pecandu. Saya mengetahui NA dari yayasan di tahun 2000. Saya datang ke yayasan dan saya mulai diperkenalkan NA di sana.
Namanya program ya Narcotics Anonymous binyuze mu nshuti yanjye Crispin.
Salam, Mehdi hastam, Murtad. خدا رو شکر می‌کنم که امروز زنده هستم و تشکر می‌کنم از انجمن مرتاد انگلیسی این پرشان میشه که با پوستر و پلاکارداشون پیام انجمن به من رسوندن و من تونستم بهبود پیدا کنم و امروز بتونم پاک زندگی کنم و از زندگی لذت ببرم. ممنون از تمام خدمتگزارای انجمن.
Привет. Меня зовут Лена, я зависима. Я попала в НА благодаря моему мужу. Рада быть с вами, быть частью. Спасибо.
Hallo, mein Name ist Michelle und ich bin eine Süchtige und ich lebe noch. Dies habe ich NA zu verdanken. NA durfte ich kennenlernen, als ich auf der Entgiftungsstation war in Berlin, in einem Berliner Krankenhaus und das K&E-Komitee kam, um sich vorzustellen. Deswegen darf ich hier und heute noch sitzen und freue mich, Service machen zu können.
The moment I knew I could become a member of Narcotics Anonymous was in treatment. There was a guy on vacation that came in to the open NA meeting the treatment center held, and he shared, and what he shared was that Narcotics Anonymous is a spiritual, not religious program. And at that moment, I knew I could become a member and be a part of and grow with this fellowship.
Ho conosciuto Narcotici Anonimi per mezzo di un cartello visto in una strada. È per quello che oggi sono vivo e sono in recupero.
Hi, nakilala ko po ang NA sa HNI guy na pumunta sa aming treatment facility. Nagpapasalamat ako dahil sa HNI guy na yon na bago ang aking buhay. Salamat NA!
All of us found NA in different ways and because of different reasons. Most of the time, it was thanks to a service provided by the NA service structure. Today, our service structure needs us. Today, we can support our service structure so it can continue to work. Every addict in the world has the chance to experience our message in his or her language and culture, and find the opportunity for a new way of life. Contribute today. Go to www.na.org/contribute.
Thank you for that video. In spite of the financial and staffing pressures, we are doing so much at World Services, translations, PR webinars, email, our new Instagram account, protecting our copyrights. I'm not going to list it all here at the close of a two-hour webinar, but I will mention one piece of good news. Some of you may know that World Services had been involved in a lawsuit. That suit has been finalized in our favor. We have informed conference participants and will have more communication to the fellowship about this soon. I do encourage you to subscribe to NAS News if you haven't already. And if you haven't already, you can find issues of news, NAS News online at www.na.org/NAS News. And you can subscribe at www.na.org/subscribe. This is the best way to keep updated on what's going on in the World Services, including the Local Service Toolbox project that is doing the work to put together tools for virtual meetings. All subscribers to NAS News also receive email updates from World Services with announcements like this webinar. One announcement we can make before we go is to remind you that sponsorship day is December 1st. We do have medallions to commemorate the day for sale in our web store, which you can access at na.org/web store. Or if you're thinking of sending your sponsor or sponsees a gift, you might want to check out the deeply discounted commemorative books for sale, collecting exciting deals from the drop-down menu on the catalog tab at the website. Again, I just want to reiterate that sponsorship day is December 1st. Personal note, thanks again, everyone, for joining today. And why don't we pray out together? And after a moment of silence, we'll close with the third step prayer. Many of us have said, take our wills
in our lives. Guide us in all recovery.
And show us
how to live.
Clean.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. We went over, but I think we had some phenomenal information that everybody brought with them. And together we can.